Do your welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Channel 127 News. This is your host reporting from breaking news, Clarence Angelo.
What?
You didn't get it? 127, Channel 127.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, should be 126 now though.
Admit it. I'm Alcesco.
And you're watching Asian Glow Podcast. Guys, get your drinks up, get your snacks up, and oh shit, I guess I'll hold the army bomb.
Yeah, guys, Clarence is shitting out of his mind.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Holy shit. Like, literally, holy shit. Let's get into today's podcast episode. Shall we?
We shall.
Cheers.
I want to damage the army bomb.
I think that's good.
We're live okay. Update, guys. I have a child.
Milo is back in the New
Milo York. Is back in the studio. Welcome back, Milo. He looks like this. Boom. And it's him looking like actual shit. Like,
no, it's okay.
He looks really, really bad.
You gotta be a you gotta be sand and rough to be a diamond cut.
Okay. But Milo's back, and he's been adjusting to the city kind of badly. I live in a residential area, kind of, and so there's always people walking on my street, and every time he goes...
But, like, that's what you need, you know what I'm saying? That's,
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
us spiritually when we got here.
Yeah, Milo was sheltered as fuck. So now that he's, like, walking on the street, smelling actual human shit, and then also smelling, like, a bunch of, like, Hennessy bottles on the street, I think he's okay.
Oh. not your dog doing poppers on the street. Hey, your dog seems like, pretty chill. Yeah, we hit poppers earlier.
I'm like, Milo moved to New York. Now he's a drug dealer. And then my roommate also got a puppy.
Yes, I need to meet this
and
puppy.
She's
I need to meet this puppy so bad. I need
oh
to meet this
God,
puppy so bad.
She's so cute. She's so cute. She's 4 months old.
Can I come tomorrow? I need to
Hey, sure.
I need to see the puppy.
Sure.
I need to see this puppy. I need to... Guys, here's what I've been up to.
That's, okay.
This is why I need to see the puppy.
Yeah.
I need to be rejuvenated for a sense of life. And,
wait, what?
So dark. My stomach is fucking doo-doo shit. I low-key think I work-stressed my way into IBS. And then I also work-stressed my way into, like, actual, like, volatile... I'm blowing up the toilet. Hey, the 2.0 music video where they're dancing in the bathroom. Guess who's in the toilet?
Why did they credit me as the person in the toilet?
Blowing the fuck up. Why the bass got louder when it switched the bathroom scene? I was blowing it up. Jokes aside, this shit takes a lot to run. Like, we have editors and, like, stuff.
However.
And so, I am, like, we're, like, working a lot.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, we like to enjoy the filming part, but there's, like, so much around it.
Yeah,
and, like, gratefully, these are all opportunities that we would like, and, like, they're all great.
Yeah.
But, like, I think I, like, just, like... worked a little too hard.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting
We're
any
planting
sleep.
The seeds now to see the fruits of our labor in 6 months.
Yeah, and like, okay,
and it's
can I just be like actually
shit.
for real like
yes.
save space.
Yes.
So it's when you have a podcast, if you guys are ever interested in like owning a podcast or like doing a podcast, we'll root for you as long as you're not a piece of fucking shit. Like there's like opportunities that you can get as a podcast, like mm-hmm. you get acquired by an agency and then the agency like represents you, for
yeah.
example, like when you see
like Upstairs
Trixie
Neighbors
and Katya's
yes
podcast.
Yeah,
they're run by someone
mm-hmm.
right, they're run by this group right, and like recently like the pod this pod in the most like humble non-douchebag way like gets a lot of engagement obviously like because
yeah
we've been doing it for a while and also
yeah,
like we
yeah.
just genuinely
and the audience that we have is like so amazing
like,
and very
you guys are wonderful,
fun
right? And so
yeah.
first of all thank you for the support always and like it's undeniably like very much hard for us to even wrap our heads around the numbers
yeah.
but then you know how the world works like sometimes like we just we've talked about this and I'll spare you guys the details
yeah.
but like let's just say like sometimes we don't get the same opportunities as you know a frat boy who wants to start a podcast about like sports, for example. Yeah. Right? And so like we've just been going through a lot of like rejection, and like that low key kind of put me in like a whole spiral, and I was like, guys, I need to see a puppy. Like I need to I was telling my cousins, I was like, I need money all to have a kid, because I need to like realize like life is precious and this is wonderful rather than the bullshit that we're kind of going through.
Yeah. I mean, like, we undeniably believe in rejection is redirection, but obviously
it's not nice.
The immediate reaction to a rejection is, oh fuck.
Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of tough, and like
it's tough, I mean, but it's something that like everyone has to go through.
Yeah. And like when we do find the people that like truly believe in the pod, and like the thing is, it's like, it's weird because I've always like ran with the belief that like work hard, you get what you want, right? Mm-hmm. And so like we have, let's just say, let's talk business for 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, we need you guys to have like this many views, we need you guys to have, yeah, and I'm like, wait, we just sent, like, our management just sent you guys like numbers, and like it's over that, and then that's, we just get ghosted. So it's kind of like,
yeah, it's so wishy-washy,
it's a little weird. And I'm like, okay, fuck it, whatever, just enjoy what we do.
Yeah,
we weren't in it to get signed in the first place. Mm-hmm. But anyways,
yeah,
all that to say, my stomach is bullshit, because I think I just like stress my, like, when I, okay, this is like so something I unpack with my therapist, but like, let me know if you agree, but I feel like a lot of Asians might do this, but I revenge arc very hard. Like,
okay,
I revenge arc like very, and this is something I've unpacked at the end of 2024.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of felt myself like getting back into
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm nervous.
But like,
revenge arc, how? Like,
if I go through a breakup and someone does me dirty, or if I'm treated like very poorly, like I work 3 times as hard because I'm trying to like fill a void, or also like prove that they were incorrect.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, undeniably, like most times it's proven to have worked, which is like actually the worst fucking case scenario.
Yeah.
Like not the worst case scenario, but anyways. So when all this was happening, which was probably about like 3 weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just work like very hard and like just keep going. And like, I think now my stomach was like,
because you were working so hard.
I like wasn't really sleeping. I was just like stressed all the time. And like, you know, I wasn't ever like touching grass, like literally and metaphorically touching grass.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's kind of what's been going on.
Yeah.
But that's why I've been kind of doo-doo sick. So I've been sharting and shitting and
gooping and gapping and
yeah, so
gooping
like, and body gapping. Is actually tea right now, but like body is actually horribly tea. Like I...
Oh, tea for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, because I'm hungry. Like, but like the only reason I can only eat, like, it's called the brat diet, which is not a diet. It's a brat... It's like, it should be called the brat response.
Yeah. It's like to get your body back into its original
which
form.
Which is bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. I add also tea, but like,
okay, love
girl, if and I have that, to eat another fucking banana, if I have to eat another Burton Ernie if I have to eat another fucking banana, I will lose my fucking mind. I'm about two bananas from like that's how I feel.
You've been eating so many bananas. You're regressing.
I'm eating applesauce.
You're regressing back in the evolution.
This is literally how I feel. Ooh, banana, applesauce. Ah, ah, I feel fucking
disgusting. You haven't been eating anything else?
Well, I've had like an egg. I've had like egg sandos.
Boiled egg or fried egg?
Boiled eggs, because I can't fry anything.
Oh my god.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad.
For anyone that's a doctor, what's the diagnosis? Is it just stress, or is it...
So, okay, that's what I was going to say. So, I haven't just been, like, sitting and moping and doping. Doping. I've been... Like, today I did yoga.
Great.
With some meditation.
What?
I closed my eyes and I saw a world of bananas and applesauce. Like, I was
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, I need a...
Jesus fucking Christ.
So, anyways, today I'm going to go take a dance class. I just need to...
Yeah.
Let it out.
Yeah.
I've been letting it out, but maybe I should let it out in another way.
In a creative, not revenge way.
Yeah, let me sweat out my diarrhea.
That's disgusting. Diarrhea coming out of your pores.
Oh, okay. So then that's what I've been up to. And then we were talking because I've been obviously bedridden and like also just like whatever.
Yeah.
So I watched Exo Kitty. You guys are so welcome.
Oh my God. This reaction isn't good. As in, I thought it was kind of
nothing happened.
Okay, it was so nothing burger. Like, it was so nothing burger.
Wait, nothing happened.
But the plot started, and then we were like, oh, what the fuck? Like, it all came back. It was just one stupid ass roller coaster that had no ups and downs.
No, because
it felt like you were riding a roller coaster, but you were wearing a VR headset.
Nothing happened. Nothing was real.
But I do want to say that fucking gondola scene got me fucking tweaking.
Gondola scene.
When they were on that lift. Okay.
So they're in Busan.
Yeah, they're in Busan.
Exo Kitty is a Netflix show, by the way, if you live under a rock. Or if you're over the age of
14. 18.
Okay.
So. Yeah, Exo Kitty is a Netflix show. It's a spinoff of to the All the Boys I Loved Before with Lara Jean.
Younger sister.
Yeah, Kitty is the youngest sister to Lara Jean.
And she's studying in Korea.
Because she was like, her whole thing was like, I want to know my mom. I want to explore the world. And then this season was just like, fuck the mom.
Yeah. So anyways, the scene is they're in Busan, and this is season 3. Season 1 and 2, there's this build up between these like two characters. It's like enemies to lovers, and then it becomes friends, and then it becomes friends to like enemies, and then it's like, okay, there's tension. So we ended season 2 on tension. Episode 1 of season 3 comes, they're in Busan together.
Yep.
These two girls.
I fucking wish. Kitty,
main character, and Mino, the guy that she's had sexual tension with, or romantic tension with them. Both.
Yeah.
And they're on this gondola now.
And they're overlooking Busan. They're looking at the city, the ocean, I think. And also leading up to this gondola, they've been trying to find alone time with each other, but everyone loves the fucking miscommunication trope, and no one has said it verbatim. Yeah. Hey, I want to spend time with you. Hey, I think we should do this. And they've invited all their fucking friends. And so leading up to this gondola, they've been like, This is my impression of how it's gone so far.
What? Mino, I want to suck your kitty! Kitty! I need you over here! And then Mino's like, Kitty, I kind of want to fuck. Oh, sorry, Mino, I'm getting a call. Mino. My dad's calling.
My hot dad, for some reason, is calling. Can you believe that?
Like, that's literally season 3, season 1, and 2, perhaps. all in a nutshell. Hey, I kind of want to kiss your dad. Oh, sorry, I'm getting a call. Hey, I kind of want to get... Oh, sorry, 17's playing.
Yeah, everyone wants to call everyone at the wrong fucking time. Yeah. Hey, how about decline the call?
Yeah.
Let's decline the call. Let's walk away.
Have you heard of a double tap on the right? Let me run, don't walk, to a double tap on the right, Kitty.
Wow, this view is beautiful. Wait, is Mino nervous? Am I making him nervous?
Oh my god.
There's only one way to find out.
I hate the inner voice.
Yeah, you lie to yourself.
The gondola shakes. I then fall on his lap to feel his 3-inch member. Soft.
3-inch? Hold up. Hold up. Give him a little credit, okay?
Okay, so I will say that part got me fucking tweaking.
That part got me good.
Spoilers. The whole time, the whole like past 2 seasons, we've been waiting for them to start macking it. And then they kiss on the first episode of season 3, only for them to break up!
That shit actually pissed me off. Also, I need to say this.
They broke up for the miscommunication trope.
I need to say this. They're bad at kissing. Like,
okay, girl. Like, there's like 14-year-olds watching this. You want them to start licking and sucking each other's...
No, but at least like, at least have like, hey, I like you on your face.
Yeah.
It's giving like. Okay, this is what it's giving. Ready?
What? Let's just witness it.
Bitch, did you see me? This is what it's giving.
It's giving Squidward trying the Krabby Patty.
It's giving like...
It's giving horse tranquilizer. But when that one scene where she's like, oh, this is not how I imagine it. I just woke up, I have morning breath, and he starts macking it on her.
You're into that.
I'm into like the you don't need to apologize for yourself thing.
oh, you're into, I don't care, I want to kiss you right now.
Yeah, like, he, I'm warning, blah, 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 blah. Because, like, safe space, that's me.
Oh, you're like, I am morning breath. I'm
morning breath. I look chopped up. I'm not boots
imagine,
right now.
Imagine he was like, oh, okay, good. And then you're like, I'm so chopped right now. Oh, okay. You're right.
But I will say, oh my God. Oh my and the God. Dress lighting up when they kissed.
Girl.
I said not the dress having coochie sensors.
Jenny Han, you fucking cornball.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Not the fucking menstruation dress.
She's ovulating. Light him up.
Detecting ovulation. Detecting.
Go, go, go. The switches.
It's like the Apple Watch. You're horny right now. Not that painting the black guy as the worst fucking human being on the planet.
Yeah, y'all bring in a person of color and you're like, ooh, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy.
No, every character, okay, Kitty is excluded from this. Every character that was like below Snow App. On the scale of, like...
Never gonna see him again.
No, no, no. They all had, like, some horrible attribute to them. For example, Q was a wonderful character. Cheated on his man.
When he was like, I might have sent a picture. I actually paused it. I had to walk away for a little bit.
I literally was like, oh my God, homie. Like, you literally sent a dick pic while you had, like, literally Golden Man on your fucking... Yeah.
Yes. And his boyfriend's name was Jin. Like, how could you drop that bag? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. And then when they brought in Q's Filipino ass mother.
Horrible Filipino
girl,
mom, by
I'm
the way.
I'm just saying, my cheeks clenched. I was really like, oh.
It was like seeing the devil as a secretary.
And then when the mom was like, I can guess why you have an attraction to people who don't respect you.
No, no, actually that was a gag.
No, I was like, okay, get her, but also... I was like,
where is this coming from, Filipino mother who also had a kid, which means that you had a husband or had a man. Where is this coming from? She was like, I see why you don't like, I see why you like people who don't treat you well. Cause it's in the blood.
It's in the blood. It's in the lineage. Shut the fuck up and shove that crab mentality up your own ass.
I wish they edited it out. Bow!
The Vogue sound.
Bow! I see why you like people who don't treat you well. Bow! That should have been Q Wang. Excuse me, driver, can you stop the car? I'm gonna kick my mom out of this car.
I'm gonna walk in front of the car and then you just keep going.
We got invited to see Jackson Wang.
Yes, we did.
In concert. And like,
Daddy's home.
And like, okay, like where was the VIP meet and greet? Where was the VIP? Where was the hanging out at the party after party with him? Like, where was that?
Is that not happening?
No. Why we got tickets to the show.
Why did I get a bikini wax?
Okay, but genuinely.
So why did I get my asshole bleached?
I got the message, and I'm not even gonna like claim that I was a GOT7 girl. What's the fan base?
Okay, it's kind of confusing.
It's gonorrhea.
The fan base is gonorrhea.
Gotorrhea.
No, it's I got seven or it's I got
seven. World. Did you ever see GOT7 in concert?
No, I never got to see GOT7 in concert.
So how do you feel that we're going to see Jackson Wang?
Ethereal.
Ethereal. I get
Ethereal.
It.
Ethereal.
This must be how I felt like if someone said, surprise, we're seeing the Black Eyed Peas.
Bitch. Surprise, we're seeing Apple the App.
This must be how I feel. This must be how people feel like just like me when people are like, we're going to see the Naked Brothers Band.
Yeah, it's kind of on the same level as like if someone surprised me with Big Time Rush tickets. I'm serious.
Okay. So then,
but
how are you
seeing
feeling?
Jackson is, I don't know. I'm like, it's been so long. It's been over 10 years that I've been a fan.
Okay.
Oh God, that's so.
Wait. So, GOT7 was like Bam Bam was your all time, right?
Bam Bam was my all time. It was always a toss up between Bam Bam and Jin. And for a minute, it was Bam Bam for like a good year or two. And he, heard? I mean, everyone fucking knows that.
I'm like,
I,
heard.
Everyone fucking knows that I put in contacts for the first time because Bam Bam wore contacts.
No, exactly. So I told Altessa, I was like, hey, we're gonna be in public when we're gonna see Jackson Wang, so can you like mentally prepare? I was like, can you mentally prepare and like pull up your like Pinterest post? Like just get yourself
lubed
up for this concert because like it's gonna be crazy.
But if he brings out Bam Bam, if he brings out the other six members,
So, okay. I wish I could. That was really crazy.
Like, that was really crazy. Okay, it makes sense. Like, I've been a fan forever!
Okay, guys, I'm trying to meet Alcheska where she is. You know, like, a good friend meets your friend where they are, mental asylum or not. So, like, I just want you to know that I would love to support you. So, Alcheska said she's prepared, like, something for me today.
Yes, everyone. I don't think anyone really gets... Gots. The caliber, and no one really got the caliber at which I love GOT7 too. Like, yeah. Girl, I was staying up until 5 a.m. Yeah. This is a presentation on how GOT7 changed K-pop, aka how they became the cornballs of K-pop boy groups.
Okay.
Because when I was thinking
they
about
actually
this,
became the cornballs.
In my eyes. Debuted in 2014.
Okay, got it. I'm in.
2014, how long ago was that? 12 fucking years ago.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I was
14.
I was 13, 14 years old. And so they debuted with their song called Girls, Girls, Girls.
Okay.
So what do you think it's about? Watch this.
If we debuted during this time, it would be during when music sounded like that.
Yeah, girl.
We would have been iconic. Yeah.
This was also, this was in 2014, so this was BTS's, like, everybody say no.
Yeah.
It was around that era. So the vibe was very, like, ooh, we're hard. Ooh, we're boy group.
Yeah. So was Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, and so they were coming out with songs like Girls, Girls, Girls to show really how masculine they are. And so they debuted under... one of the big three, JYP. And this was JYP's, like, biggest, low-key, their, like, biggest break. Yeah. Because as soon as they debuted, they were like, oh, shit. We're getting a lot of traction. And that's because JYP debuted three boys in here. And they had international members. So it was from China, Jackson, the U.S., Mark Twan, and Thailand. Bam bam.
Bam bam.
Bam bam. Bam bam.
Bam bam. Bam bam. Bow 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 bow.
That's actually how it felt when I first saw Bam Bam.
No,
he
Mark Twan. Okay, Mark Twan. I just know Mark Twan face card real ridiculous.
It was the face
Mark
card
Twan
of 2014.
Kinda like, right?
Well, okay, we'll get into that.
Like, he kind of give.
He kind of does give, but when he was, like, in the group, he had to give, like, you know?
Okay, yeah. Wow. Who was your bias immediately? Was it Bam Bam?
No, it wasn't Bam Bam.
It was Jackson.
It wasn't even Jackson.
Who?
It was Mark.
Because you like the game boys.
I love the little game boys. Okay. It was Mark and it was Jin Young, who at the time went by Junior because his name's Jin Young and JYP's name is also Jin Young. And so JYP was like, you can't be Jin Young. You're actually my junior. And so he debuted with a name called Junior.
Ew.
Isn't that a little weird?
Ew, that's so weird.
Anyway,
bro, get over yourself.
Yeah. Anyway.
Young Jin.
I was super, super hooked on GOT7. And then I went down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
Of GOT7's newest music video was called A. And so this, when I was thinking about it, I was like, this is low-key my Aegyo allegations origin story.
Okay.
Oh my god!
This is a bob.
No, this is Clarence, I like actually still know the choreo, bitch.
As you should.
So when I was watching the GOT7 A music video, then they started uploading these little promotions for the GOT7 A music video.
Okay. They didn't even show that he missed. The ball doesn't go that far back if you miss.
Hey. 누나 좋아하지?
Can I see Jackson's? Can I see Jackson's, please?
Girl, oh my god. Imagine seeing this as a 13, 14 year old.
Okay. I get it.
Horny out of your mind.
Can I see Jackson's, please?
Of course. Jackson's is low-key the best.
The fucking lip bite, bro.
Just laughing at nothing, by the way. Mark Twan.
I told you to stand by me.
Yo! Yo! Yo, he invented the... You all right, girls?
You ladies all right?
You ladies all right?
You ladies all right?
Holy...
What is this?
Yo!
Girl, this was the actual start of my fucking delusion, bitch. Fucking delusion.
Boy, that's fire. That's fire. That's fire. That's fire. That's fire.
No, marketing fucking genius. Whoever JYP's like creative director was at that time, you cooked, girl. Like, you actually fucking cooked.
Anyway, this is why K-pop groups need to hire fans as the marketing people.
No, seriously. Should we watch Bam Bam's? I kind of forgot what his was.
Okay, yeah, go down. I saw it.
Oh my god, her shoes untied.
Get more. The fucking shorts.
Beanie.
You know what he said, he went down to tie her shoe, and he goes, tie your fucking shoe, you fucking bitch.
He said, your feet fucking stink. He goes, damn, you got big ass feet.
I told you to stand by me, Jackson.
I told you to stand by me. Oh my god.
Okay. One request for the concert, one request for Magic Man 2, one request for Magic Man 2, one request for Magic Man 2. Can I be the guy on the skateboard?
I told you to stand by me.
Hey, I told you to stand by me.
Move, bitch. Like, anyway, I watched that shit. And after that, I was like,
who's Jackson?
Arguably, I will say my top three were Mark, Jackson. Actually, my top four were Mark, Jackson, Jin Young, and Bam Bam.
Okay.
Damn, that's the
concert outfit idea.
Yeah, concert
outfit. I'm a skateboard and you're the letter A.
No, bitch, I'll wear Bam Bam's red ass pants. I'm dyeing my hair fucking bleach. I'm bleaching my hair.
I should come with a sign that literally just has the letter A on it.
We should make a song. Perform, girls, girls, girls. I'd like to request girls, girls, girls. Do you think he would actually do it?
Can't spell Jackson Wang without A.
Girl, we're getting kicked out of the concert. We're gonna get kicked out of the fucking concert if we ask him to perform. So unfortunately, my daily routine looked like getting picked up from my middle school in my mom's car, borrowing my mom's phone, and going on to BuzzFeed or K-pop profiles and taking GOT7 quizzes to find out who my boyfriend was.
Okay.
That was actually my routine for like months.
Oh, wait, crazy? How many boyfriend quizzes were there?
Like 5. I would just retake the same 5. Okay. Girl, it was a fucking cycle.
This was in elementary school or in middle school?
So this was in middle school.
Okay. So we knew each other. Of each other.
We did know each other. Yes. Like, we've seen each other in the halls.
Okay.
But little did you know, whenever you saw me walking through the halls, I had this in my bio.
Okay, guys, it reads, you changed your bio to boba tea enthusiastic saved.
So that says enthusiast.
Enthusiast saved with the cross.
With the cross, obviously. Cross,
Bam Bam heart. Love.
Obviously. And then I changed it again. Not
boba tea enthusiast. This is gnarly.
Boba tea enthusiast saved by Jesus and just right, because GOT7 was coming out with their new song, Just Right. And then I said, oh no, that's not the right emoji. I have to put the Filipino emoji, and I have to put a heart next to Just Right.
Okay.
And then I changed it to EXO for some reason. But
why was EXO before? Why was EXO after Jesus? EXO should have been before.
Imagine.
Why is Philippines after EXO? guys, mind you, the Filipino emoji was before GOT7, but then when she switched it to EXO, she said, actually, EXO's better than Philippines. I'm an EXO fan before I'm Filipino.
That's fucking true. Girl, this stayed my bio for a long time. Before
and ahead of Jesus, and ahead of EXO, and ahead of GOT7 is Boba Tea. He said one thing about me.
I'm gonna be drinking that taro.
Yeah. Yada yada yada. Jackson.
Jackson Wang. Blah blah blah. EXO. Blah blah blah. I need a honeydew smoothie right now.
Honeydew smoothies. Was that everyone's gateway?
Mine was taro, but I do.
Mine
I
was honeydew.
I do get the honeydew smoothie.
Mine was honeydew, and then okay, my gateways into smoothies were the honeydew boba from Surf City. If you're a fucking California resident, you know what the fuck Surf City is. And then it was a strawberry banana smoothie.
Mine was strawberry banana smoothie with strawberry popping boba.
I got hungry thinking about it.
Oh, she's
honeydew.
Kicking. She's kicking.
Honeydew smoothie. Mm-hmm. That's how my shits look like right now.
I want a taro smoothie so fucking bad. I want a taro smoothie from Mr. Boba.
You missed me there. Boba. You missed me.
Mr. Boba.
I grew up on Quickly. I grew up on T Pumps. And I grew up on Surf City. And that's on the Bay.
I grew up on Mr. Boba. And then I also grew up on Juju's.
Yeah, POV, you grew up in Austin, Texas, and had boba. I grew up on Chinese takeout to go.
I grew up on on Panda Express. That was my only outlet for fucking. You know what's something crazy? Do you remember calling me and asking me if you should get a job at Panda Express?
Because they paid well.
I remember that so clearly. No,
back then they paid $10.50.
I remember that so clearly because you were like, girl, should I get a job at Panda Express? And I was like, why would you do that? And you're like, I don't know, because we're Asian and I feel like I can get the job easy.
No, and was I clocking it? I was.
Did you ever work there?
No, okay, one thing about me, guys, my friends roast me for never having a food service job or a retail job or whatever. I couldn't get it. My first job was literally in finance.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I couldn't get a job. I applied to Chipotle, I applied to Baskin Robbins, but you know why I think so?
Why?
I was a little twink. They looked at me like, you couldn't hold a fucking gallon of ice cream.
Oh.
I was a little twink and I was going into these interviews being like, I'm super involved and I'm super busy.
Girl, you were giving them your resume with like your whole class schedule, all the DECA shit that you do.
That's probably why, actually, like looking back on it.
Yeah,
but
for
like,
sure.
I also like was very, very skinny. Like, was like so skinny. Body was not tea, body was dick.
Wait, it was still kind of tea.
No.
It was still kind of tea.
I had like big ass head, small ass body type shit. Okay, with all the shit that's going on right now in K-pop, we thought that today's video that we would answer your controversial K-pop questions that you send us. Because you guys were always like, guys, ask us questions. And like, love you guys, but I already said my bias. I already said who I don't like. I already said which groups I think are going to be a flop. Like, let's get into like the really juicy stuff.
Yes.
As in, what fan bases are doo-doo? So let's get into these fucking questions.
Okay.
So no Asians answer for this episode. We're just going to like literally go topic for topic answering your controversial K-pop questions.
Here we go.
The first question someone asked is, which fan bases do y'all think are the most insane or Delulu in K-pop?
I have... Let's give three.
Should we give, like, tiers?
Oh, okay, yeah. We could do tiers.
Okay.
Oh, we say a fandom and then we rank them.
Okay.
S-tier is crazy.
S-tier is, like, impeccable.
Oh, like, they're a good fan base.
Yeah.
A-tier.
A-tier is, like, they're good. I would say, like, 80% of them are good and then there's, like, 20% low.
Okay.
Right?
B-tier.
Iffy. It's
50-50.
S-tier, A-tier, iffy. It's like, you're good, but there's a good 50-50 chance that I'm going to run into some weirdo. Yep. And when we say weirdo, it's like, has done some, like weird, like, just actual.
Weird shit.
You guys just get the
y'all
gets.
Know. Y'all fucking know.
Not C. for me.
C-tier is not for
not
me?
Not for me is, like, I don't really, I'm not even associated. Bottom tier.
See, wait, is not for me. Like, I listen to their music, but I don't associate as myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bottom tier is Nightmare Blunt Rotation.
Yep. Okay, I got it.
Okay, let's start easy.
Okay.
Peace.
1, 2, 3.
S-tier.
S-tier.
Recently been really kind of hovering the edge with,
really? Why?
With A-tier. Just because I think they're becoming bigger. So, like, the probability of finding weirdos.
Oh, they're getting weirdos.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
Like, instead of on an Intalk thirst trap, the comments are not, like, reading him. Be like, girl, take this down. Get in your Uber.
Oh,
the comments
like,
are like, oh, my God, want. Love of my life. Like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God,
oh.
Stop. You know? Whereas I feel like OG piece, like, pretty much Harmony, I'm not that old. But I would be like, no, gonna ram my head in the wall.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Clocking them.
Yes.
Clocking them. Like,
but still
realistic
S-tier.
Fucking fans.
Okay.
Okay, S tier. I agree.
Army. Iffy.
Oh.
Third
I
tier.
I agree. B tier.
Because like on one's on I can't say 80% of army's good.
Actually?
No.
Is it? No. Is it B tier?
No, it's or in the middle one. C? If he's the third one with 50-50.
Yeah, S-A-B. B tier.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's like teetering C and B.
I think you're right. I think it's because there's that girl who's like, I'm legit married to Taeyang.
Yes. Yes, there's two different sides of the spectrum. There's people that clock it, and then there's people who are in jail because of BTS.
Yeah, but I think also like... Music taste is good.
I think that the
group themselves are great. Very well.
Yeah. But ARMY, y'all are fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, it
like,
can be crazy.
Y'all are
crazy.
Actually crazy, making dildo molds. Like, what the fuck is
like,
wrong with
I
y'all?
Like, do I walk out of a BTS concert or like a Jin concert or a J-Hope with like a million friends? I wouldn't say I have a million friends. I have like 100 friends. Walking out of a P1 Harmony concert, we walk out with a million friends.
We fam, bitch. Yeah, we fucking fam. But with ARMY, it seems a little bit selective.
Okay, this one I'm not in. ATEENY.
I'm not in ATEENY either.
I'm gonna put them in
in
A tier.
Why?
Because they're fucking hilarious. Would you not agree?
Wait, yeah.
They're pretty funny.
The edits that I find of ATEENY.
Borderline
actually,
iffy, though.
Okay, I think that they're A tier because the group themselves will do like crazy cringe ass shit, and then that makes their fandom be like,
what the fuck are you doing? You're hot though.
Yeah,
and that's funny.
Yeah, that's I funny. Think that's funny. Okay, A tier.
It's not
period.
Like you guys are like, oh my god, that's so funny. It's what the fuck are you doing, that's so funny.
Yeah
it's like social awareness, and then it's
okay.
Carrot. I'm gonna say S tier.
Oh really?
I'm gonna say S tier. Are you kidding? The San Antonio 17 concert was lit as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone was like, why the fuck y'all didn't play these songs? But then we're like, okay, fuck it. Like, we'll have fun. You know what I'm saying?
I think they're A just because I've seen some, like, weird-ass 17 shit.
That's true.
Like, weird-ass Filipino 17 shit where they're, like, editing the photo of them and Mingyu next to each other. And then their kids.
Oh, Filipino shit.
I don't know. Whenever I see that shit, it's only in the Philippines or Malaysia.
Yeah, true. It's like, come on, man.
It's like Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, like, Philippines. Please. Like, what is it
the
with y'all?
The siblings versus Korea rivalry, the Koreans go, what the fuck is this?
So what is that?
We'd be like, fuck.
No, our weakness. Let's skip it.
Should we skip it? Guys, this is Blink. This is Blink. And our rating is straight Asian male New Jeans fans.
Are you fucking kidding me?
1, 2, 3. Nightmare blunt rotation.
Bitch broke the scale. Are you? They're so deep in hell.
I honestly, like, people are like, wow, you saw New Jeans live. Because I saw them at Lollapalooza.
Yeah,
honestly, like, low-key nightmare situation.
Was it really that
bad? It was like 70% men. In Uniqlo cropped black shirts. And black jeans. Yeah.
Not the
Meanwhile, I was in my sparkly little blue outfit.
The
like,
Aerism comfort tee.
I was like, guys, like, what the fuck? This is weird.
Yeah. I can hear the crowd too. What's your ETA? What's your ETA?
Like, it's weird. It was weird. Yeah, I wasn't into it because they're like children. So.
Yuck. Anyways. Okay. Yeah. In hell.
Once.
I think once is like.
Borderline.
I think they're S and A. I think they're like on the cusp.
I think they're A. Actually.
Because I don't meet. I don't.
I think they're.
Wait.
Men.
Men.
That's what I was going to say.
Men.
That's what I was like.
Men is C.
Men and. That's why borderline's iffy.
Yeah.
I think the amount of gays at like twice are almost equivalent to the amount of straights at like twice. Whereas New Jeans.
It was majority straight
weird
Asian males.
Or
yeah.
Like fucking 40-year-old men. Like, it was weird as fuck.
Gross. But once, in terms of the guys.
I feel like in SoCal it's a lot of straight men, but I'm gonna go ahead and vote iffy.
B. Okay, that's a good middle ground. I agree. The girls are fucking hilarious though. Moa. Wait. Moa. What is that? What is that for you?
Sorry, Moa. guys, I think TXT is the group that I've seen the most. By total fucking coincidence. And we're seeing them again this year.
Oh, yeah.
But because I go to Lala and then they're like, okay, they're back at Lala. I go to this festival. Why are they performing here? It's always like that.
Girl, they are always always booked them and fucking Hyben. Busy. Okay, Moa, I'm gonna say
Moa or Engine Hire.
Engine is not higher. Engine is not higher.
No, no, because like Hyesung left that group. I don't know if it was willingly or not, but it. I might as well. You would have thought that some natural disaster happened. Yeah,
girl, I was seeing people who were posting like, please. People were in my fucking DMs. Can you please sign this petition? To do what? To do yeah, fucking
like,
what?
Like, guys, I'm so sorry. The petition's not gonna work.
The petition's not gonna work. He's out the building. Yeah. He's out of the fucking building.
We'll get to that too.
Evan is out of the building.
We're gonna get to that. Okay, Moa.
Moa, I think y'all are some delusional. I think Moa's like bitches.
A little higher than Engine, but when I say a little, I mean a quarter of a step. Cause I'm not even kidding, guys. You have to understand. I was near the front for TXT Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
And I moved back. I moved back.
It was really that crazy.
One, no one was singing.
Really?
No one was singing. Everyone just had their phones out. Really? And I was like, guys, they played Dear Sputnik and they didn't fucking say it.
Wait,
they did, can't you see? I'm sure one of y'all listened, because there was a bunch of people who were listening to the podcast when I was there. I was like, guys, I'm gonna move back. I'm going back to like, I was with one of my friends, but yeah. I had a group of eight. I went back to my group of eight because I said, guys, because my group of eight was lit. Like, yeah. I'm a cat, I'm a dog. Yeah. You're like, bow, bow, bow.
Yeah. But the front, dead. What were y'all doing?
And someone had a book.
I fucking knew it.
Someone had a book.
Someone had a book. That's what I was going to say. Bible. Y'all trying to do? What?
Not a Bible, but on God.
Oh. I was like, no, they brought crazy. The Bible?
Whereas Engine, I feel like Engine is a bit competitive for me.
Yep, I feel like the incidents that I've had with Engine are kind of scary.
Yeah, they're kind of like, one time we were getting into KCON, and we were walking into the venue, and like,
I don't remember.
People straight up thought we were cutting in this line. And they're like, we've been here all night, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa. I'm going to the bathroom.
Wait, what? I don't remember that at all. Yeah, maybe like, I can repress the memory, but.
So the entrance to the bathroom was right next to the entrance to GA, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And we weren't GA.
No, girl.
I was going to the bathroom. And I was like, excuse me. They weren't letting me through. I said, girl, I'm peeing.
I'm about to pee on your leg. Let me through. I was like, use the urinal.
Do I need to have a sign that says I'm about to piss my pants?
Yeah, that's so anyways, fucking weird.
It was just like a little like blah blah. But anyways,
yeah, I feel like Moa and Engine. This is, I mean, it is kind of a read, but like y'all really give performative with the books.
Like, I don't like the fan
with
bases the not that, letting... that only have cameras out. Sorry, there I said it.
Oh,
like
I
if
agree.
More than 80% of people have their cameras out, then I don't like the fan base.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it. Next question. What are your thoughts on all these K-pop groups having people leave or not renew contract? Okay, let's go one by one. First of all, I'm going to say, I think it's because all these contracts usually line up at the same time, so it feels like everyone's leaving, but it's because all the contracts...
Yeah, they're all just like... It's so just if you're all not happening gonna renew, at the same yeah. time. Yeah. I literally just saw news about another contract being... Terminator or something like that. And yeah. I was like, this, why is everything blowing up? No, it's just the way it
is. It's just
is.
How it happens. No, like, it actually is like.
However, it's a lot. I was actually shocked at Hyesung.
I was shocked at Hyesung.
Because, like, I thought that they
N-Hypen
were.
Because N-Hypen is Hyesung.
Yes.
N-Hypen is 7. Have you not seen that?
No.
# N-Hypen is 7 was trending. And then everyone's like, N-Hypen is 7.
A hit penis 7.
A hit penis 7. Hyesung.
Hyesung
coming
was
out as
gag gooped shocked. I was yeah. I saw that and I was like, I thought it was fake. I really did think it was fake.
I was shocked. But I was more like
shocked.
who's gonna be singing like all those cool ass parts.
And what we fucking said, who's gonna be going, No, that was actually
that was crazy.
Shocking.
But here's the thing with both Hyesung and Mark.
Mark was crazy!
Again, like to me, those were the images of the groups.
You know, Or the, and they are. The they literally are. No, I was trying to explain it to my sister, and she was like, why is Mark leaving such a big thing? And I was like, girl, when you think of NCT, Mark is literally in every single subgroup except the Chinese one.
Is Mark the leader?
Because he's not Chinese. No, he's not.
Okay.
No,
he
no.
comes off as it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but I'm like, if Mark was Chinese, he would be in that damn Chinese group. He was in every single fucking thing.
Yeah, which
he
was the in Chinese one- group had... Had who was his name? Leave?
Oh, Lucas left, but like you know.
Wait, 10.
10 also left
from Wavy.
From Wavy, which the is Chinese, Chinese group. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was also shocking.
Ten was the dancer.
He was the dancer. And did you see where he went?
Where'd he go? What?
Someone posted a
he
video.
He went to the clubs.
He went to the gay clubs in LA. He was in LA. He was watching. He was in a, he was at the ballroom, bitch.
Rumor has it people- Mark is enrolled for NYU. My give exo-kitty story
me, begins. Give me one second. Give me one second. Give me one second. Are you actually serious? Are you actually
that's like
serious?
Totally a rumor. Like actually totally a rumor.
Like just, NYU? Like, he's Canadian.
In, like, when I say totally a rumor, like heavy on the capital R. I can't be mad though.
No, I can't be mad because Mark tired. He's been boots. Doing it. He's been doing it for 10 years.
And like, but like the thing is, it's like, it's a win-win for everyone because if your idol is doing something that they don't want to do, it's a hard watch.
Yeah.
How many times are we gonna roast in the comments? You know, like Blackpink or Twice. Like, how many times do people? Let's just not have that happen.
Yeah, because, yeah. Like, if they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it.
Sorry, homie doesn't want to give you this for 10 more years. Like,
oh my god, if that was my fucking job standing on a stage.
Yeah. You gotta really like it. And like, honestly, I respect yeah. him for it.
No, I respect them both for Yisung it. And because it's Mark like, it. If you want to be a solo artist and do your own shit, you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
And like, and if he the, doesn't, people, the people who are giving him shit about it, girl, what the fuck ever.
Because like, my initial stance was like, I think Yisung is better off being in Enhypen, but at the same time, I don't know the story.
I don't know the story either.
Like,
yeah.
Undeniably, it would be like, okay, business-wise, of course, like, if Yisung was a part of Enhypen, then fans will stream Yisung's solo stuff.
Yeah.
But to be honest, like, if the music's good, the music's good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's sad that he's not in the group anymore, but if it wasn't aligning... Girl, I'd be tired as fuck too.
And if it was aligning and he didn't want to do it, I'm so sorry. I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. Just let him do it. He's how old? Our age.
Yeah, he's literally like 24 or 25.
Like, people my age are right now, they're like, I think I want to quit my job. Everyone's getting a new job.
Everyone's getting a new job and everyone's going to Asia. Like, everyone no. is traveling. Everyone's doing their own shit. Yeah,
like if
so we should allow the same thing to, you know, people who are just like famous.
Him coming out as Evan.
Gag! I literally was like,
dear Evan, he sung. Dear Evan, he sung. Yes, I've always been on a tongue. Stop doing the- drugs and trying to take deep breaths and go on walks.
When I saw Evan, I only saw Evan and Yisung. I thought that Yisung was debuting in Dear Evan Hansen. I was like, he quit his job as an idol to be a musical. Yes! I was like, oh my god, this is the best news ever.
Leave that group.
Follow your Broadway dreams. No, I really thought that's what he was doing.
But I know nothing about Ten. Oh, okay, I know nothing about Ten, but here's my take on Mano. I think she's back in. I don't know.
I thought...
It's tired. I'm tired.
It's yeah, it here's, is. Here's it is tired.
If Manon leaves, and if it's here was my take, if it's because Scooter Braun or you know,
is a fucking bitch. Yeah.
Jeffin didn't like how she was like pro political, then I can't support Kansai.
Yeah, no, I fucking agree.
Like, I'm so sorry, like
if she was kicked out for her beliefs, her political reasons, fuck if, you if, to if, the company.
If she was kicked out because she didn't want civilizations getting bombed, then I'm so sorry. Like, I can't listen to the group.
Yeah, I can't listen to the fucking group. No, like wait, no, I fully agree.
Like, that's literally it. But if she's out because it's her own accord, then period.
Yeah,
like,
for the same reasons why anyone would want to be a solo artist or yeah. whatever.
I will say, like, I do hate that there's, like, no closure on it because... from a bigger point of view, like
the argument back then was like, why do girl groups when girl groups are so drama and girl groups are blah, blah, blah. It like paints, you know, as a bad picture.
Yeah.
And so like right now I'm like, can we just close this? Because like it's further supporting that Little Mix statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people are like, Little Mix didn't work out because women are so emotional, blah, blah, blah.
Which is bullshit. It's bullshit. You like, fucking bitches.
It's like so many groups work, right? Like so many groups work. But like, I think at the same time, it's like, can we not feed into that narrative and mm-hmm. just close the fucking loop here? Like,
yeah,
it's kind of ridiculous.
Stop, like, what's it called? Stop prolonging it, because when you prolong it, it's like it makes people think of these crazy ass like outcomes or why reasons as to why she left the group.
I also think
and it's always women hating, and it's so annoying.
I honestly like, and also this trope of like, hey, like this is used for press, because like Manon coming back, it's always interesting to see how many immediate posts there are mm-hmm. and like they're like edits and like well-produced edits. I'm like, this was someone hired this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you guys know this, but like so many artists spend like millions of dollars. Some of your favorite artists even own an agency, Somber, who
mm-hmm. yeah,
that make like clips
mm-hmm.
of them like being like, OMG, did you see Lara's run? That's a hired third party where mm-hmm. they hired like 3,000 people to do that shit.
Yeah,
so like, I don't know, it kind of feels like that to keep Cat's Eye like in the loop, and like obviously Cat's Eye is super trending right now because like whatever
because but everything that's happening,
it just feels like I'm not into it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like tired of it. Like I'm like, this shit's fucking tired.
Yeah,
and like,
when an official statement is released, that's that.
Yeah. Last question. What concept did you think was gonna eat but didn't? I have my answer.
I kind of have mine too, but mine's kind of a hot take.
Mine's a hot take.
What's yours?
Safe space.
What?
X-Love.
X-Love.
Can I explain why?
Yeah.
Okay, my take on X-Love is like, I was super excited when they dropped because it's like, you know, openly whatever sexual orientation, openly LGBTQ+. But then when it came to the politics of it, the expression wasn't supported.
Yeah.
So I couldn't hop behind it. I could still, but like if the management behind it is like, here's an aesthetic.
Mm.
And the aesthetic is open, but the second we talk about like LGBTQ+ and bring a rainbow flag, and that's not allowed. Like, for me, like that's literally like capitalism queerbaiting.
Yeah,
like capitalizing on the rainbow flag without actually showing it.
There's so many videos of X-Love like accepting these like the gifts of like rainbow flags or whatever, and then their management just takes away.
I've seen, you know, like gross. You guys have said like things have changed, but like, I think seeing that, it's gonna do damage for like months.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, hey, like, if that was what you guys were founded on,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then I can't really trust the concept.
Yeah.
And like, neither do I wanna support you guys under them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is nothing against like them individually, but it's like,
mm-hmm.
If I was to contribute, you know, views and whatever, that's like, furthering the statement and the sentiment that like, you know, what we do is okay.
Yeah.
And like, I can't support that. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's my hot take.
No, and
it's
sad.
It's more sad than it's like a hot.
No, it's not a hot take. It's just like, damn, this sucks because I would support it.
Yeah, that's like, hey, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine, oh my God, I was going to say, I don't like the direction that Cat's Eye is going in. Maybe it's like all bubbling up because of like all everything that's happening that's making me have this like really bad taste in my mouth when I look at Cat's Eye shit.
You don't like Pinky's Up?
I like Pinky Up. I didn't. This is.
It came out today.
I didn't really like Gabriella.
I love Gabriella. I loved it.
I don't know why it didn't stick with me.
Oh my God, I love Gabriella.
I mean, yeah, like, I think that the stage performance is good. I don't know why.
Okay, I see. I mean, your opinion's your opinion. That's my opinion! But, like, your opinion's your opinion. Yeah.
I also...
What would you change?
I think I would actually change... this is an issue that I see with Cat's Eye. The line distribution is so shit.
What do you mean? Like, putting Manon in the back?
Yeah, or like how many lines each person gets. I thought that was a fixed issue with the industry in general.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
It's always Lauren.
Yeah, because everyone's Sophia. Like, because I'm like, why is Manon the visual of the group, but she's always in the back? It just doesn't make
puts
sense.
Puts a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, I get it. It doesn't make sense to me. Period.
So who would you put in the back? I'm kidding. We're not.
So my follow-up question is,
who would you replace for the back?
Sophia. The Filipino one.
But we're going to answer more of these questions on a future video. So thank you guys for sending those in. And thank you guys for listening to this week's episode.
I live stream on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. And we live stream every other Tuesday. So... Oh my god, thank you guys for playing with us on our last live stream.
Yes,
was
thanks
so fun.
Guys for playing Jackbox. That shit was actually really, really funny. And I've never played with 40 people in an audience.
No, exactly. And then also,
and why did y'all actually kind of gag us?
Y'all were funny.
Yeah, y'all were really brought it.
No, speaking of y'all being funny, if you're funny, this goes live the day of the Jackson Wang concert at Barclay Center. In New York. So if you guys are there, please say hi. And we're gonna say bye like we normally do in our respective language. Thank you guys again for listening.
I was yours for the taking. Cause I needed a hang
up. You need to do a solo episode on your fucking OG days. Cause I'd be asking our hosts like, do you have any embarrassing stories from K-pop? She's like, I said them all. I've learned like 10 today. 10 today.